Should the internet be censored? David Chan. Just think how much our lives have changed since the emergence of the internet. Internet users used to surf the web pages only to search for information. But now, with the click of a mouse, we can gain access not only to information, but also financial services, online platforms that allow us to communicate in real time, as well as different forms of infotainment and edutainment that appeal to both children and adults. The power of the internet is vast and wondrous. We can Google the information we need, send emails, share files or text messages to someone's mobile phones with just a click. It is amazing how a network connection can literally bring the world to our fingertips. No doubt, it is hard to imagine how life would be if people lived without the net. Unquestionably, the dot-commers have created a convenient platform on the internet that enables the netizens to share information and express their views about an issue or a pop star in their blogs. It also allows people to post ads of their products or services and do business. However, not everyone follows the netiquette that people should observe and plays according to the rules of the net. And it is also hard to guarantee that any website you visit can be 100% virus-free. Some people may abuse the internet by spreading rumors or false information, while others set up traps and spread viruses, waiting for their prey to come. They are usually crackers, an equivalent for hackers engaging in criminal activities, and identity thieves who attempt to hack into others' computers and steal their personal information or even identities. The most common trick to steal personal information is through phishing, in which a fake website is created and users are directed to enter sensitive information, such as passwords and credit card details. Spyware infection is also another threat to privacy, as the crackers can collect information about users' browsing habits and personal information without their consent. Other cybercrimes include spamming, which involves the sending of bulk messages indiscriminately, selling of pirated products, copyright infringement, money laundering, and even illicit drug selling. All these make the internet a hotbed for crime. Besides a trap for people and a den for crime, the net is also described as a place for indecent and unwanted materials, such as pornography. Though these materials are considered distasteful, many of them can be easily accessed or exchanged. Many parents are concerned about the inappropriate content that their children gain access to. For instance, pornographic articles, nude pictures, online gambling sites, offensive language, and illegal drugs. According to a recent study conducted by Professor Jason Lewis of the Institute of Technology, around 75% of the young people in the interview reported that they had browsed the indecent content of some undesirable websites or encountered sexually explicit emails and pop-up advertisements online. He concludes, "Some of the internet content is definitely harmful to our children's minds, and government censorship seems to be the best remedy."